tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I feel like this song is very appropriate for some of our listeners and watchers. But other watchers, we love you. I feel like I'm yelling.
I love everyone. I love even the people who shade me.
Hello, everybody. Good. Welcome to another edition of AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race.
Pearl, is that you?
Dad? You know, your voice is a little too high.
Hello. Hey, I'm Kenny Harrison, your host this evening, sitting next to me. Oh, you can find me at Twitter, Kenny C. Harrison.
I'm at 123 Jackie.
Where are we? Where am I?
We're here in the studio.
Go.
I'm Jackie Borowski at 123 Jackie _B. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, I apologize. I am not wearing a beard. I am not wearing a Shakespearean outfit. These are all things I should be wearing. Instead, I am wearing a St. Patrick's Day outfit, mostly because A, I'm Irish, and then B, my mom did shop at Party City and gave me a whole bunch of stuff.
And we love Party City.
So that's what I'm wearing. Stuff from Party City. I know, it's hard. My chair is rolling.
Okay. And next to Jackie is
Mark J. Freeman at Lorraine Love on Twitter.
Next to Mark J. Freeman.
Cameron Marston at Tomacava 777.
And in the booth,
we
have Mark number, we'll call you Mark number two.
I'll take it.
Big Daddy!
We'll call you Big Papa.
You can call me Lorraine.
So,
we have an explicit rating on iTunes. I'm just trying to get that same rating on YouTube.
Because it's explicit.
Who wants to be shirtless?
This is episode 3, Shakespeare.
That's original.
Yeah. Very original. What are your thoughts on this episode? It's the first episode.
Let's talk about Untucked.
Well, not the first episode.
We had someone comment on iTunes asking us if we're going to discuss Untucked. We're always going to be, because of the timing of this, going to be discussing the last Untucked, not the Untucked that pertains to this episode, unfortunately, because it airs tomorrow morning, so we can't watch it.
But we can still talk about last week.
Yes, we can talk about last week.
So what do you think?
That was the plan.
So last week's? Yes. Anything that stood out?
Ginger Minj kind of fell on my dark side. I'm not really down with a queen that's a little overly passive aggressive. Like, I'm not trying to, no tea, no shade. If I hear one more person say that, come on, get a new punchline or something, shade line, whatever.
What, just her talking to Pearl?
Yeah, she's not trying to throw shade. Shut up.
But what she was trying to say was that when she first met Pearl. Which, and I have to agree with her, my first impression of Pearl wasn't the greatest.
No, and I respect that.
Yeah.
But be straight up and honest about it. Don't bury it. Again, poison dipped in honey is still poison.
Did you guys notice how, even in tonight's episode, it's been kind of the old girls versus the young girls?
Specifically, Jasmine.
We'll get to that. Jasmine, they came for Trixie in the Untucked, and I kind of felt bad.
We had, you know, what's interesting is even before this episode aired, just from Untucked, we had a lot of fans saying that Jasmine was coming for Trixie, and that dampered their opinion of Jasmine, which is unfortunate because it's like Jasmine's gone now, and I feel like she got kind of a bitch at it that maybe she didn't deserve.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
I noticed that, what you say, Kenny, that a divide between the older, more experienced queens versus the young queens, which I don't think we've ever really seen on any other season before as well. Like, it was kind of surprising to me that it was such a divide.
But I think, specifically last... I keep saying specific. Here's the thing.
Last season, it was Bianca Del Rio schooling the girls. Like, she would rip them, but then she would encourage them and try to help them.
Yeah, and she didn't bury that in passive-aggressive like, comments. She was straight up. She's like, she came for them.
But it's like, this season, it's just like, I mean, Jasmine and Ginger, they went for Trixie at two different times, and I was just like, wow.
Even Kennedy, which was one of my top choices, she was kind of like bitter.
I also found it weird that they came for Trixie because I like that Trixie has like a shtick. That's her theme. Her theme, she said, is something you would find in like a toy store, something fun.
But Trixie did have a lot of foot in mouth moments too. So I mean, whatever.
But I think comment on what you just said about her shtick, I want to see something more. I think because the last 3 weeks, her makeup has been the same. It was kind of like
Bianca's.
I know, but Bianca, she brought something different to either the challenge. It's like every single challenge, every single runway, the makeup is the exact same.
Bianca's character carried the dead weight.
Thank you. Yeah. So,
well, see, but I agreed with Trixie because I did notice that her makeup was softer in that performance. Mm-hmm. I noticed right away, and I thought even today for the challenge, I thought she had really softened up her makeup a lot.
Right.
So. I
also don't mind like the way she does her makeup. It's supposed to look like the classic Barbie.
That's right.
It makes sense.
Versatility, change it up a little bit. And that's just my opinion.
But Barbie can't change her makeup.
Well, Barbie's a dumb bitch. So, my other comment about Untucked is the losing is embarrassing. I mean, you. Poor Sasha Bell, she went into the workroom.
They literally ride you out into the street in the van. Yeah.
Literally,
she tried to climb in the front seat and then like, fell back.
It's so, and someone made a comment on YouTube, and I apologize if I didn't write down your name, but it's the whole, you know, seeing behind the scenes now, that fourth wall has been broken. Yeah. And you get to see the, I mean, they're packing her up, literally packing her up, rolling her bags out of the studio into the, it's just so, it's,
I like it.
It's a little embarrassing, though.
The one thing I noticed from that, aside from, yes, the extreme humiliation and how much more of a bummer it is when you see how much effort it takes to pack things up, but the amount of clothes, it's like they had person after person after person bringing the bags.
I mean, it was just like, it was funny. I felt bad, but, it was funny. And my other last comment, I feel like I'm the only one with comments on Untucked. There is no manipulation. You know what I mean? There's no pink box. Moment of silence for the pink box.
Oh, no, emotional manipulation.
Yes. You remember how it was like, okay, this is going to be Laganja's after, she's going to break and she's going to crack, and then we're going to put something in your box. Excuse me.
Well, you guys, both of you had commented on that last week about now they put the emotional aspect in the actual episode rather than Untucked.
And now, Untucked now feels more organic. It's not pushed.
It has less. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you? No. Oh, okay. It has less music than and less little like ding noises like the sipping. I was like watching them drink and I was like, it's funny because I don't hear.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's also you're not taking you and you. Let's go to the other room so we can talk shit about you and you.
Right.
That's another thing that like I've noticed.
Stuck together.
Yeah. So.
The little music they did have, though, I feel like they stole it from the podcast Serial.
It sounds like porn music.
Well, maybe Serial stole it from porn. Well,
I even wrote that down. It said porn music. And I like the stage managers, too. It's kind of cute. Anyway, moving on.
Yes, please.
The actual episode, I like the... Here's the thing. I like the concept of the episode. This is kind of last week was a lip sync challenge. This is more of an acting challenge. And I like the fact that, we get to see a different side of some of the queens. Like we were saying about Pearl, or I was saying about Pearl earlier, my outlook on certain queens have now
shifted.
Yeah. Because my first reaction, or first, when you first meet someone, impression of some of these queens have completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm still not a fan of Miss Fame and, like, some of the other younger girls, but like, I really liked Kennedy in the beginning, and now I'm just kind of like, it's my it's shifting. It's just their personalities are now coming forth, I think, more.
Yeah.
Is that something, am I...
Agreed.
Well, then.
Whether it's editing or yes. not, I mean, we're seeing a different side, and of course, maybe that's what the editors want. They wanted to give us a juxtaposition of, oh, that's just a cunt.
Right.
I see, I Miss Fame, I have to say, on the runway, she did a little quirky thing on the runway today, which I thought, I don't know, I feel, I'm liking her more, I like her more out of drag. When she's in drag, I don't know, and she also, before the show started, and I just saw pictures and stuff of them, I thought he was a lot older. Miss Fame, to me, looks like a more mature woman,
yeah.
which I got a lot when I started doing drag when I was young. They always like, oh, I thought you were a lot older than you are. So I can relate.
In,
I can relate to Miss Fame.
Out of drag.
In drag, she seems a lot older than she is in person. So I think in person, she just, I don't know, I'm starting to like her more as a human, which I guess is good. can I get yelled at for that? I'm sure I will.
But oh, you can yell at for anything.
It's do. Okay. I like her more. And I actually loved Pearl's outfit on the runway. So
we'll get to all that later.
I think this was these past two episodes for me, the challenges have been really exciting. Like,
yes.
I feel like...
That's Jackie's nice way of saying Kennedy. Bring it back, Kenny. Bring it back to like, okay, can we talk about the challenge for before the runway?
Yeah.
No, they really have though. I wanted to say that. Like, I had so much fun watching the challenge, the last episode, and so much fun watching this one. They're challenges that I feel like I could just watch over and over and over again. Mark said that he just kept watching the other challenge from last week.
I went home and I kept watching that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so fun.
It was so fun.
And I didn't think Sasha did as bad as they made it sound.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, and someone just said it on here on the feed, that I think she has the producers and they obviously have their favorites.
Right.
So they picked the one little thing. You know, she had trouble taking the banana clip off and now she gets sent home for it.
But I think also her runway was pretty bad.
Well, yeah.
I think.
I'm not saying she didn't deserve to go. I'm just saying it wasn't as bad as it appeared.
And I think for two weeks in a row she wasn't producing. So that's just my opinion. So they had the mini challenge, which was the Soul Train.
But loved it.
It was aged Soul Train. And I know I heard you when Rue came out on her hover round.
Yes,
this one was just gagging behind me.
I loved every minute. I was laughing so hard. I couldn't pick a favorite. And it wasn't like normally when you couldn't pick a favorite because you're like, everyone looks the same.
Yeah.
This time I couldn't pick a favorite because I was laughing during everyone's performance.
I didn't even take notes on like who did what because it was like, it was for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
And I already knew, again, Rue's going to pick two people to just...
random people.
Yeah, to form teams. Like, there's really no criteria.
I honestly thought that Max won anyway, so...
I thought so, too.
Max was... I actually thought Katya was funny. She had the stringy hair.
But she was on the wrong team.
I liked Pearl's Elaine Stritch.
No, I'm talking about in the mini-challenge.
Oh, in the mini-challenge. Yeah. She had the walker.
Yeah.
And Mark's going to get ripped for that.
I know, right? I didn't write it in my notes.
Yeah. And there's no excuse, because now we know people...
Kenny did that for me.
Kenny wrote deceased for the queens who have left.
The elderly on the panel. He made a little cheat sheet for me.
So so they picked teens, and you had Team Max, who did Romy and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
And Team Kennedy, who had
McBitch.
I always think that this show has a clear, like last week, the drag queen airline. They have a good concept for these challenges now. I think they're like the way the plays were written. I thought they were clever,
mm-hmm.
But it was this for this particular episode. I loved watching the train wreck Team Kennedy.
Yeah,
I knew it was going to be a train wreck when they sat down.
You knew when they picked the team.
Yeah, and it was just like, and you know, again, I live for the middle school. I'll take you. And I always live for the last person chosen because, you know, that's going to be one bitter person.
Violet Chachki.
What's that? The color one name?
What's the color one?
Love that. Love Jasmine. Love that.
Panties, bitch.
Oh, by the way.
That's got to be a hashtag.
The start of the episode was really, again, I don't know. I can't remember if it was you or maybe you, Mark, that they kind of highlight who they're going to focus on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all Jasmine and Kennedy just ripping the young queens.
Yeah.
And
every season's been that way, though, I feel
like. Yeah. And I even wrote down, like, this is going to be Jasmine's time to go. I guessed it from the first moment they started, like, ripping and, like, I knew, I just, and I like Jasmine.
There
I
were like some, Jasmine. The reason why I feel like she got an edit that she didn't deserve was because some of her points were well-founded. It's just, it's like maybe, I don't know, because when they're behind, when they're doing the, like, confessionals, it's like they have the ability to be meaner than they would be in,
to someone's face
in the room.
Yeah.
And so it's like they had so many confessionals with her. It wasn't like she was being mean to people's faces. You could tell it was...
I also believe that she was being rude in the workroom because they can hear each other.
I agree.
My thing with her is, again, it's not what she said. It's the delivery. Like, she was coming off as a bitter old queen.
And
because what she had was... She had valid points.
She had valid points, though. Like, some of... Like, we've had this problem. We think a lot of these people do look alike, and it's true.
Yeah. And Bianca got away with it again, like you guys just brought up. She got away with it because she ripped them first, and then she rebuilt them.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then she gave constructive ideas rather than just leaving them in a puddle on the floor.
But should you really be having to help them if they're on RuPaul? You know what I mean? Like,
you don't have to, but then you get voted off like you just did.
I think Bianca's situation, I mean, the only person that she really had trouble with was Laganja, and she tried to help her as much as she possibly could. And it just didn't work.
Aww.
And that was great. Aww. I'm going to correct RuPaul, by the way.
I'm sure you
can all rip me to shreds, but in the episode, she said drag, which is true, drag came from Shakespeare. But instead of, I think Ru said dress as a girl, it's really dress resembling a girl. I could be wrong because it's...
But it's not dressed
as
a girl.
But it's an acronym.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's an acronym. So each letter represents. So I just want to throw it out there. I'm not smart or anything.
All the followers of Ru are going to come in and fuck that Kenny Mitch. We're going to kill her.
So,
Hashtag truth.
Yeah. So there you have it. And I should have said, here's the thing. But I didn't. So...
Here's the thing.
What did you guys think of the actual? I thought it was a rehearsal, but they were actually taping and they were making the actual little clips. Yeah.
Usually, when they do these tapings, you wait till you see how the taping comes out because the taping is always funnier because it's edited and they put the beats in the script and everything. This was the first time I think I've laughed the hardest during the actual taping session that they were showing. Each group was just like, so, I mean, not
both the same kind of
breakdown
laughter.
Aside, but like, I'm not saying I was laughing at the breakdown, but I was laughing at, like, Pearl had these really funny faces whenever she messed up. And it was just like the struggle was comical.
Greg is very upset that you're correcting RuPaul, by the way.
Yeah. What?
Greg is very upset that you're correcting RuPaul.
What did he say?
Says, excuse you, correct RuPaul.
It's going to be a witch hunt for me after, you know.
Shady
we
bitch.
Don't care. We do what we want.
So I'm going to backtrack a little bit and say, not on my words, because I stand by that, but I want to say how... I think we talked about this last week on how strategically picking teams, and I think Kennedy picking Jasmine first was not, just because that's your friend, I think that was the wrong move. I think she should have picked the strong performers. Yeah. And I think knowing or seeing from last week who can do what, I would have gone with a different...
strategy.
Yeah, as far as picking team.
Well, people generally feel that they're going to perform well with people that they're comfortable
exactly.
with.
Exactly. I agree with that as well.
Unfortunately, didn't pan out.
Well, because even after when she was assigning parts, you know, she let Jasmine pick her own part. That wasn't correct for her.
That was a huge... I'm sorry. Yeah. I think that was a huge reason as to why they... as to why they lost, because it's like when you're up there and you have to memorize your part and you're like literally grasping at straws, you can't act when you can't memorize anything.
Right. And they needed to stand up and put it on its feet.
And I also noticed that team, Kennedy's team, they were on script for most of that rehearsal. If you notice, a lot of them had scripts in their hands.
Yeah. Here's the thing. So, how do you guys feel as listeners or viewers about, do you think that she would have done better if she had time to rehearse with the ghetto character from the beginning?
Jasmine?
Because it reminded me of Trinity K. Bonet from last season. Like, I don't want to be the ghetto one. Why I got to be the ghetto one? Because I'm black. Right. Maybe you should stick to that. I mean, because I think she would have done better if she had time to rehearse her lines and get onto
it. I think you play better to your strengths. Well, whether it be ghetto or, you know, resting bitch face.
Because right, ripping on the sidelines, she's ghetto. Yeah. So why wouldn't you play to your strength?
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't
want to
be
still.
Maybe everybody wants to be a thespian.
It's okay.
Now I'm just confusing
make your comment
with the queen.
Down there. Cam, Cam threw it out.
I'm glad you didn't call me Violet.
The colored one? What's the colored one?
So that was all a train wreck. From top to bottom.
Yeah, but it's just like our show.
So was Jaden. Jaden was a train wreck,
I
too.
I was just about to do you that. Think, though, do you think if they didn't, like, if they would have done what they did last episode where it wasn't a team but individuals, do you think somebody from the other team, like Jaden, would have been on the bottom?
No.
And because the runway was sickening.
No. Well,
none of them were bad.
I think in the final, when we watched the final cut, and I think that Kennedy's team did get a bad cut because there were a lot of pauses, especially like when Pearl pops up. And you
can hear her stumbling out.
But they were bad. It's just like even watching the playback back, I think Candy Ho was the only one who looked like she was having fun.
But even in the
someone in South Africa is watching us. Just for the record.
I love this random
question. I know. I'm kind of happy.
I'm in South Africa. What time is there? Like,
he
morning?
Said he's still waiting to watch it, so he doesn't know.
Oh.
Waiting for.
Sorry. Also, reminds me, I thought of you when I watched Untucked because.
Who is that?
Weren't you the one that used to watch Untucked first? And
yes.
Then, so, how's that working out for you?
It's a little sad because I can't watch Untucked first anymore. I literally can't. I actually like watching Untucked first because I felt Untucked now is very separate from the theme of the episode to me.
Mm-hmm. It's like its own show. Which,
it's like its own show. It really is. It's like its own show. And Untucked before was such an integral part of the show. It really felt like it was still with the themes of the main show. And so I liked watching it first because I felt that it informed my viewing of the show, whereas this time it really doesn't.
So
for
you're sad
whatever
about
reason.
It.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Okay, moving on.
I am sad.
So, Max, Team Max, which I think...
Max did a great job.
Yeah, she did. She did.
She did a great job.
And she did... Handling the team as a whole, she did an amazing job. And I think her performance was amazing. And I think...
And
you
she
know.
Boosted up, like, when Jaden had that breakdown.
I love that she did that
she'll
too.
Definitely yeah. get congeniality this season.
She's like, girl, they're watching.
She's leaning towards
it. Who else could get it? Who else is?
Look at your
Ginge. Maybe Ginge. Or,
yeah, Ginge.
Or Kasha. This is Kasha Davis, maybe.
I think they all did.
I think Kasha looked good.
Yeah.
I thought she looked good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I always think
she looks great.
Good.
Mark,
yeah.
Were you the one who said... Someone asked if they had costume. Did they bring
them? She asked, but yeah.
I think... I honestly think that they have them for them.
At first, I thought that. But then when I saw Pearls, I was like, no, maybe they did bring... They did tell them to bring something Shakespeare.
Or maybe they,
maybe they gave
options.
Them stuff to add to their costumes. You know what I mean? Like the...
You're right, the
like,
ruffs.
Like, just
yeah.
bring something Shakespeare-esque, and then they added like this and stuff. Because Pearls was not, and they wouldn't have given her those pants.
And Max, sorry, Max had like a mini skirt, but Max was like, no, fuck, I got this shit, don't worry about it.
Yeah. But, you know, if that's the case, then it's kind of, because for there's different sizes.
Right. A lot of Team Max.
That's exactly
lot of team
what
Max.
You said, right, Jack?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was with the latex thing. I was like, the winner gets that those latex outfits, and I was like, well, what if Ginger Minj won that challenge?
I think they would have given it. I think you get a choice of what
extra
you,
latex.
You know, I mean,
extra latex. That's it. She would work it. I'm sure she would work something out. Trust
a sleeve.
Me. She is a one-talented
well,
young
taken,
lady.
You got two outfits, so maybe she would have sewn them both together.
She
would have
gifted it. Who cares? All good.
So that was the challenge. I enjoyed watching. I'm with you. I laughed.
And I really
hard.
Loved a lot of the outfits. to me.
Ariana Runway? Runway?
No. I love a lot of the Shakespeare outfits.
Oh, Shakespeare outfits, yeah. I think my favorite was Kasia's and Katya's.
I liked Katya's, too.
Yeah. It was very Shakespearean. And I actually liked
my favorite was Violet.
Ultraviolet. Yeah.
I liked that she had it reminds me of this friend of mine who designs costumes like a slutty Queen of Hearts kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like, and I liked it. It was fun.
I was actually more entertained by Michelle's commentary.
Oh, someone else said they should have done a Spice Girl song.
They should have done a Spice Girl song.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute.
What someone thinks that Kasha, Ginger, Kennedy, and Jaden should go home.
We think half the cash go.
What were you saying?
Oh no, I was just saying I was entertained by Michelle Visage and her commentary and her trying to help and the facial expressions.
Yeah. She's always
crashing and burning. And Rue was like, "What is happening?"
So, Rue was really upset by the end. It was like
you can see she lost her patience. You can see both during that segment and on the runway, she was frustrated. She
who, Rue?
Yeah.
Which brings to comment about one of our fans or followers made a comment about, have we noticed that Rue is more corporate Rue as opposed to Mama Rue anymore? She no longer has that Mama Rue feel.
Well,
feels very.
Well, in the What You Pack In from last week with Sasha, Michelle makes a comment about you're now a Rue girl, meaning you're part of this
brand.
You're a part of this brand. So now you have this label of RuPaul's Drag Race. And it kind of opens doors for like certain things. It
totally does.
So we come to the part of the episode now where it's just like the random, like heartfelt story that would normally be in Untucked. And I actually teared up when they the older queens were talking and Ginger Minj mentioned the hospice.
Oh yeah,
that was actually a little touching.
Yeah,
it was
makes me like her even more.
Mark and I had this conversation before we came in about how sometimes with drag, people take it too seriously. And there's a difference between having pride in what you do and wanting to be good at what you do and taking it too seriously. I think drag is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be entertaining. And it's so interesting that Ginger was like, oh, we should take it seriously. And I'm like, I'm not sure that's the word you meant. Because what you meant was you really just want to entertain so people feel good.
Right.
Which goes back to Jaden when she had her right before she had her breakdown, you know, she's like, "Oh, I
just want this so bad."
But she, and I know you wanted to comment about how she's always making excuses before she does anything or while she's doing anything. But Michelle like had to read her about, you know, this is drag. You are an actor. I mean, you are not. You're basically being
the
another
definition.
Person. Yeah. So I mean, they're I forget last season, and I'm going to get ripped for this because that came up last season about someone taking it too seriously, and Bianca was like, "You're a dude in a dress or something." Yeah. You know,
no,
along those lines.
No, that was Latrice. You're a dude in a wig. It's one of my favorite quotes of all time because it's like, just have fun with it. Yeah. You know, if you're not having fun, I'm not sure why you're doing it.
Well, and I think just between the four of us, we all have somebody. Like, if you say that you like Kennedy and you love Kennedy, I'm not going to hate on you because you like Kennedy. You like her aesthetic. You like her story. You like her character. Just like if we were watching SVU. You know what I mean? I might like Mariska Hargitay. You might like Chris Maloney, you know, better. You know what I mean? Like, it's just subject
it's just
to opinion. Everyone's just very passionate about drag because it's like, you know, their hometown has their girl, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, Sasha is from Iowa, I do believe. So I'm sure everybody in Ohio was very team Sasha and disagreed with her going home. And you know what I mean? Like, it's all subject to opinion. But I don't know. It's fun. It's still fun.
It is. And so with that, we're going to go to the runway.
Yeah.
Runway. I'm glad it wasn't.
It was hard to start with Max because she was the bomb diggity.
Yeah, Max was amazing on the runway.
By the way, I actually went back and did a little research. I remember because the theme was bearded lady kind of whatever.
I felt like the theme was like milk, the theme.
I went back and I remember when she did that little
first runway.
And both
and got ripped for it.
Yeah.
What's his name? Dobby and and I'm sorry, I'm blanking out his name.
We call Santino Rice Dobby.
Okay. Santino, yes.
Gotcha.
And we got ripped for it. But him, both him and Michelle, mm-hmm. they were just like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this. Mm-hmm. And now it's a challenge. Yeah. And I love it.
She's setting the trends. She's not following them.
So, and I thought it was interesting. I thought I had so many, my feelings on certain people were all like kind of all over the place.
So were you saying that Carmen Carrera inspired the first challenge of a nude runway?
Maybe. Who knows?
I doubt it.
Sonique.
My brain doesn't go that far.
That's season two. I know. It's far back.
Anyway, so let's go down the list. Max. I have my.
I thought Max was the best for sure. Salvador Dali, I
like Max. Yeah. I thought she was great on the runway, but I actually like Pearl.
I thought Pearl's was very creative.
Yeah.
I thought it was very creative. I love that she did. You know what I mean? It's like you're given, like we were talking about this, they're given a list. Bring something, a bearded drag.
Yes.
You know, it's like it's easy just to throw a beard in your bag and then wear a dress. Violet Tchotchke, sorry. I'm going to get ripped for that, but I don't care. But it wasn't even just her. There were a couple other ones who just slapped on a wig or pubic hair. Kennedy.
Oh, that was awful.
But I just love that she put some thought behind it and did something creative. Yeah. I do like that.
She did look like Mugatu.
Yeah.
And
Katya. I liked her Abe.
I like that
Katya.
Too. That was creative.
She did Abraham Lincoln.
That was creative.
Another favorite was Trixie. And I'm not a fan of hers.
It was the huge
and the wings and the dress. It all worked for me. I liked it.
Well, if you're gonna do, I mean, that's the thing too. If you're gonna do a beard, do a beard.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't just again.
Were you upset that
Jasmine
beard.
Painted it on?
Okay. So sorry.
Okay. Step back for this.
I love Jasmine. What was going through my mind when she said I didn't want to glue anything to my face, and I'm thinking, don't you glue a wig to your head? I didn't understand.
No, you know, as a black man, this is a little bit different.
It's a little sensitive. I get it, but
I'm not saying that's an excuse by far.
Exactly. And it was just like...
Lucas.
Good one. I like that.
Thank you,
I would have done...
You know what?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
They Steve changed. Knows.
Oh, hey, Steve. Just don't start playing that song that Cameron goes nuts for. I think she should have taken a chance, risk going to the hospital. I mean,
so do I.
Because her dress was, I love the dress. I think it would have looked a lot better with an actual beard. Or did a simple goatee or something. Like, make it happen. Make it work.
Here's the other thing.
Now, do you have to drink if I say it or if anybody says it?
I said other thing. Oh. But yes, you should still be drinking. Okay. Keep drinking.
Yeah, because the show will make a whole lot more sense if you're drinking.
I have bad skin, and I come in here, and I've worn different, like, I haven't worn a beard yet, but...
Next week.
I wear different weird stuff, and I've worn like beards and stuff glued to my face for costumes, and it's like, it sucks, but you just suck it up, because if this is what you want to do...
If you know who you are, as clearly as you stated that you know who you are and the young queens
don't... And you're not going to go to the hospital. I'm sorry.
Even if you are, if you know who you are like you said you did, then maybe you should have known that when you came into this competition that you had to be prepared.
To do a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have gone to somebody and asked if there was some adhesive that mm-hmm. may not make you break out or something.
Yeah, you're not going to go to the hospital. That's the other thing. It's like there are adhesives out there, you're right, that would be more sensitive. And
I mean, in her defense a little bit, they are in it for a long time. They're in it, you know what I mean? So I understand that. It's not like she's coming out for a 3-minute number.
But it's also, you know, you're in high heels for 10 hours or however.
Again, you've submitted, you want to be on.
Exactly.
Get ready to wear
so
heels.
You have to do.
Yeah.
Or you could build it into your costume. Like, let's say you did the kind of beard where it's like, where it's like not glued onto your face.
That's a good idea.
Like, if she did the Abe Lincoln thing, that would make sense because there are so many.
Or do something creative that's attached.
She should have done.
That's got some kind, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, what she should have done was had Candy Ho do her makeup. Which. Was hilarious.
That was
because Michelle ripped her the first episode about looking like she had a 5 o'clock shadow, and then she fixes it on an actual beard challenge.
She did to me though. Like, she looked great. I loved her outfit and everything, and I loved the Dr. Zhivago thing going on. But For some reason, that beard was so heavy on her. When she talked, it sounded like she was going to throw up. And I was like, is she going to throw up?
Hello. I liked it. I thought it was great. And it was like, and the thing is, there were a lot of good looks with the beards. Gosh, Miss Fame. I liked her dress. She was the last one on the runway, and she had the Sissy Spacek and, you know, what's the movie?
Carrie?
Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Well-esque dress.
Oh, you're talking about Violet.
Violet, the 1950s?
Was it Violet? Violet was the 50s one.
Damn it.
Yeah. I was like, Fame wasn't the last one on the runway. She had the Harlequin looking. Fame had the Harlequin looking.
Damn it. Okay, I apologize.
See, my notes are paying off.
I was upset with Jaden's breakdown, but I actually liked her runway. I liked Jaden's big girl runway more than I liked Ginger Minj.
I don't remember what Jaden... I don't remember
what Jaden was wearing. Didn't Jaden have the red hair with the black beard? I didn't like that.
Yeah, it was not
matching.
If
you're
going
to have red hair, have a red
beard. I like the shape of the hair. I like the beard. I like the dress because she had, she had panels.
It was Jaden because I wrote Jaden. No match.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like it. Personally,
I didn't even write it down.
So, do we have any favorite looks? I've named like five of mine.
Max, Katya, and who was my third? Max, Katya, and
I thought Pearl? Kennedy was too pageant.
And Pearl. Max, who knew? Who knew?
I know, right?
Who knew?
What is your thing with Pearl?
I don't dislike Pearl. I don't know her.
Oh, okay.
I don't know her. And I don't dislike. I am an older queen, so I kind of have to agree with the older queens when they're saying they're still. You know, and when you look, I know when I was 22 and 23, and I was hanging out with older people, and they would say to me all the time, "Oh, you just don't know. You just don't." I would get so angry. I'm like, "Don't tell me I don't know." And now I'm like, I didn't know.
Right.
And they're going to look back and they're going to go, oh, yep, they were right. Here's not putting them down, not saying that they're bad. They have growing to do, and they're going to learn.
This is what I find interesting is that we're lumping Pearl and Miss Fame and Ultraviolet all into this young crowd.
And they're not actually that young.
They're not actually that young, but Max is just as young, if not younger than all of them.
Well, I think they're talking about young at doing drag.
No, but...
You know what I mean? Like the years that they've been doing drag. It's a little different. And there's a difference between doing good makeup and doing drag.
I also get from Kennedy and Jasmine and all the older queens that it's also about life experience, too. Because they rip them all sounding the same. And, you know.
They do. I feel like it's a thing. It kind of goes through phases, too.
Right.
Of what. Because when I was a wee pup, drag was very different. From when I started doing it. And then when I started doing it, this was back in Ohio, we would do stuff. You know, I had two guys come on stage and, like, backup dance, which wasn't really even backup dancing. And everyone was like, he had people on stage. It was fantastic. And it was just like, okay. Not that I broke the curve on that by any means. But, like, we just started doing more campy, creative kind of shows like that. And then it was like, oh, so now they all started, you know, it just goes through phases. And maybe the fishy phase is in.
But what I'm trying to get at is what makes Max a little different than the other young queens?
She has a shtick.
She has a shtick. She definitely has a gimmick.
Well, she probably also has a big capacity for creativity.
I was going to say she has a big...
Well, yeah, I mean, she's like, she's the actor. She's the actor one out of there, so she has the kind of Jinx Monsoon creativity. Yeah. Not that she's anything like Jinx, but she has the Jinx Monsoon creativity.
Well, it's a gimmick.
Cam loves Jinx
Monsoon. I feel like you gotta have a gimmick.
Yes, it is. You gotta have a gimmick.
So, and like Ginger's got her gimmick. Jane's got one. Yeah, Jasmine, you know something. What I mean? Like they've got them, and the ones that don't.
Candy Ho's got a beard gimmick.
Katya's even has
now. Speaking about Kennedy and Jasmine, because I felt that both of their runway dresses were very pageant.
Uh-huh.
So, you as a queen, do you feel that they spent so much time on their body and shaping and stuff that they didn't have much
Jasmine.
Time for their beards and their
pubes. I believe Jasmine that she probably has an allergy to adhesives or something. I don't think she was making that up by any means. I think they're just generally they're going to have. I mean, it's like past seasons. Mm-hmm. You can tell a pageant dress from one of mine that I bought at Ross and glued.
But in my opinion, I think again this specific runway, I think that the beard. I thought it's not just putting on a nice dress and putting a beard on.
No.
I think it had to.
And that's all, like, all the look, like Milk. That
and
all
Pearl.
Came together.
Max?
Yeah.
And no, Milk from last season.
Oh, yeah.
It all was a part of the big picture. You know what I mean?
Right. Whereas she had a plan.
Yeah, some of them, like, I think the perfect, well, one of the good examples is Katya. No, Trixie. Trixie, from top to bottom, it all came together.
It had a reason. Everything had a reason.
Like, the beard was just long enough just to
it
make
huge.
It all.
It was like...
It was like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But, and so when you got Kennedy who put on this, I didn't like the dress, but it was like a pageant dress, and then she glued, you know.
And was she wearing a wig or no?
She had like the little finger wave.
Finger wave wig?
Yeah.
Because she needed, if you're going to have a beard, you got to go with,
you got
to
get a wig.
You got to do something creative.
She even
to draw away
she
from
said
that
she finger waved everything, and I had to adjust my television. I looked at it.
Well,
I
then
still,
don't wear the hat to cover it up.
Yeah.
Well.
You know what I mean? I mean, we're going to do all that work.
It didn't work.
I didn't think so either.
So.
And I thought, and I mean, maybe I'm a mistake. I thought it was Jasmine was a little bit better on for the lip sync.
Who? Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't a surprise.
I don't
think
it was a blowout because I think Jasmine.
It wasn't a surprise that Max's team won and that Max won the challenge. I think it was
kind of
a hands down kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's not a surprise that Kennedy and Jasmine were in the bottom two, in my opinion.
I think Pearl got lucky, though. I think her outfit saved her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, how much does a runway weigh?
And see, this is what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, should that matter? Should it matter? If you're not judging on the runway, you're judging on the thing, then you can't take into account her creative gear.
I think Rue watches all the clips that she has. She watches all the reel that they have, and she goes, you know what? This bitch needs to go.
Yeah. I think that because last week it was a group challenge, but they were individually.
Yeah.
This one. And I can honestly say that even if it was supposed to be individual, I can see Rue say, okay, this was all from top to bottom, you all suck.
Well, she did say it was the worst thing that she's seen in 7 seasons, so.
She was a little misleading for me, too, because before the commercial, right after the runway, she was like, you're all up for elimination. I actually thought I was going to see
gonna
six.
Lip sync.
Yes, I thought we were going to see
that
six people.
That would have been cool.
That would have been awesome. But
I think there should be more double elimination.
As far as lip syncing, though, I got tired of Jasmine doing her little bounce.
Like, the first time it was okay.
Yeah.
Then it was like, all right, put something new here.
But it was
but Kennedy kept doing
Kennedy
that
wasn't
turn.
Doing anything, yeah, she wasn't doing anything that
it was
profound
like they both
either,
had their own like gimmick.
I just know again, I know Jasmine, so I'm a little biased.
I'm saying it. I'm waiting for you to defend her.
She's an amazing performer. So
I've seen her perform.
She should. There's nothing. I even wrote. She has nothing to be ashamed of. She looked fabulous. She performed her lip sync.
They both. I think they both did a great job.
At least she was on stage with her friend.
Yeah.
You know. So.
But it's kind of karma's a bitch. I mean.
Yeah. Based on this episode, I wish that Jasmine actually stayed because Kennedy was like, eh. And I honestly believe that it's Kennedy's fault that Jasmine got
where
she
was. I agree.
We're all in it.
And it's always, and Rue does this, she'll put best friends up against, or worse, enemies, up against each other.
That's why I've been talking about Jasmine, to see if Mark gets all riled up, exactly what happened.
I do like her.
I love her too much, I can't do it to her.
Speaking of iTunes.
Oh, yeah?
I just want to do some iTunes shoutouts because I told people that if they rate us on iTunes that I would give them shoutouts. Ratchipsy, I'm not sure I pronounced that right, but yes, we are discussing Untucked, just one episode behind. Geojcon, these are the worst shoutouts ever because I can't pronounce these things. Geojcon said, "Keep up the great work." R Aguilera 90 said. Or just loves that we are disorganized and says opinions don't have a structure. There you go.
Thank you. Kennedy said at the beginning of the episode that opinions are just like assholes. Everyone's got one.
Yes. We all have assholes here.
I've heard that how many times already.
And Roz2D2 loves our most recent season.
Is he related
to
R2D2?
Probably.
Okay. Shout out to Jay Snivens. I can't. Brother.
Oh, and shout out to Bobby Hensley because I promised him I'd give him a shout out.
Thank you, Jackie. Are you done with your shout out?
Yes, okay. I'm done. Thank you for watching. Right, thank you for rating on iTunes.
Well,
and thank you for chatting
up,
on YouTube.
I wanted to point out our comment on the Mel B thing. Someone said that they wanted Mel B. Yeah. First of all, I liked her safety pin earrings. I thought that was cute.
I liked it too. I didn't realize it was Mel B.
Go back and watch. Every time that RuPaul makes a Spice Girl, I was telling you guys this, but she gives Ru like kind of a side eye, like, you know, it's kind of like the part of her life she kind of wants to
forget. I ain't about that life.
Yeah, so, and I can understand why they didn't do a Spice Girl song or...
They probably couldn't get the rights to it.
But, like, well, Mel has her own music, so...
Yeah. What's up with that?
Don't want people to sing her song.
I would have felt
slighted. I feel like it's been a while, though, since she's had one of her hits. Yeah,
and I don't know if she has any hits, so...
Yeah.
But honestly, we all know that a Spice Girl song would have been more fun. Sorry. Yeah. All shade, Kylie Minogue. All shade.
Kylie Minogue.
Auto-tune.
All right, so let's move into predictions if we have any. Next week is a singing challenge. What is it? A singing challenge? Yes, it is a singing challenge. Is They're doing the music video.
Ooh. Oh, then I think I know who's going to go.
So let's pick who do we want to see? Who do you want to see?
Do I want to see go? Or yes. Who do I think?
Who do you want to see go home?
Oh, I'm gonna get yelled at. So,
do it.
Let's just say I'm never gonna be able to go to Puerto Rico ever.
Oh, so Candy Hill is in your. You didn't say.
I mean, I thought she did okay this week, but again, I feel like it's. I mean. If you're going to put Candy Ho next to that disaster, yeah, she was fantastic. But right. Now put her at the other group, would she have stood up?
Right.
Boom. Yeah.
Bottom Boom. Two. I'm going Candy Ho and Trixie Mattel.
You think Trixie in the bottom?
Yeah, I can see that.
I think if I had to do bottom two, Candy Ho, and I'm actually going to go, even though I liked her outfit, Pearl. Because I think she's on the verge.
I'm not a Miss Fame fan. I haven't been since episode one. Episode three, I'm still not impressed.
Are you saying her 15 minutes of fame may be over?
I think it's done. Unless she has a sob...
I've been waiting to say that.
Oh, she's already had her sob story. Okay, yeah, she can go home now.
Yeah. I think Candy Ho and Violet Chachki are actually going to be in the bottom.
Oh, and I'm changing.
Oh, Violet.
Because if it's a performance challenge,
I think Violet.
So it's a live singing?
I think it's a live singing.
I think Candy will have a problem with that.
Yeah. She's singing Spanish. I think that...
And Pearl just doesn't... I mean, she's going to be... Unless she's singing all about the bass.
Violet Chachki's going to have some kind of arc. She's going to have a turnaround. She's going to be the Fifi of this season.
You really want... I'm not...
Well, she hasn't done her super cinched waist thing that we saw in the previews yet.
Yeah.
So, unless that's...
Not
pay attention, you guys.
Is that a giveaway? Damn it.
Well, no, because you could go...
Now that we don't have the Untucked to show...
Because, it's a giveaway.
Yeah, the previews in Untucked gave away who was losing and who was staying.
I swear, a door stuck around forever, and she was in the bottom two forever, and I knew she was going to be around the entire season, so...
I love you, Adore.
Adore.
Oh.
She's Team Adore over here.
I love Adore. I know her, though, but she's just so fun.
All right, guys, thank you for watching. The train wreck is finally over.
Jump off the train.
Your comments down below. Catch us on iTunes. Watch us on YouTube. Jackie, where can they find you?
At 123Jackie_B on Twitter. At 123JackieB, all one word, on Instagram.
Mark J.
At Lorraine Love, LorayneLove on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And shout out to my friend DJ that's watching in Ohio.
Cameron.
Hey, DJ. At Tomakava 777.
And is it Steven? Is Steven
around? Yeah, Steven.
Yes, they've switched the torch.
Le Mieux.
Okay, never mind, Steven. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison. I no longer have that other one, so I won't be there. But find me.
Because so many people were concerned.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody. I know you miss me. Come find me. Thank you again for watching. We'll be back next week. Tune in. Jackie will have a new look. And that's it.
Yeah.
Good night.
Bye, my beard.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.